Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. And I'm very excited about our next guest. I always am, but especially today. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen, joined me on my show 10 years ago. Actually, I think it's today. Is it today? Yeah, 10 years ago. No, yesterday. Anyway, it's close enough. 10 years ago, right now. Leslie Kossoff became a member of our Brain Trust, and we've been blessed and have benefited so much for her being here since then. She is the quality expert. There are no others. She is the quality expert in our Brain Trust. We look to her for all that we need to know about not only quality operations, but also being a quality executive. She's the author of Executives Thinking. She's the author of Managing for Quality, and she's got some new work that we're going to be telling you about. But more importantly, she's our good friend. Leslie Kossoff, welcome back.
It's my pleasure. In that advertisement that led into your, I don't know what to call it, but the segue into this segment.
Yeah, the rejoin.
When it said, and that you're first in our hearts, I didn't know that that it was going to go, but when it was doing it, I was doing it. So I...
Well, I get that all the time, Leslie. You know that. It's a burden.
10 years, Jim.
It's a burden I have to bear, Leslie. But I try to bear up under it. But it's great to have you here. And by the way, folks, I'll remind you, Leslie now lives in Paris, France. So she's joining us all the way from across the pond in Paris. And Leslie, thank you for doing that. One of the things that you've done over the years, and I love reminding people about this because I think this is important, is you've helped us to understand, if nothing else, the difference between the quality process and quality service. And I'm going to repeat it, folks, and I love to do this because you need to hear this. Quality service is when you do something really quick and really well to fix something that got broken with a customer. That's a great thing to do. It's important for you to do. You got to do it. Good for you when you do it. The quality process is when you fix things before they break so they don't break, and you don't have to do that. The customer doesn't have to call you, and you don't have to spend extra money showing your customers what great quality service you have. What do you think, Leslie? How'd I do?
Absolutely correct, and I'll add one more cost in there. You're going to not only have the cost of providing the quality service, but also, it costs more to do things badly than it does to do things right.
That's right. So this is the essence of what Leslie has taught us. And if every small business owner could get that one lesson after all this time, if that's all they learned from you in our conversations, Leslie, I would be happy.
I agree, because it would then drive so many of the decisions that they would be making. Because it's a complete focus on being proactive rather than reactive.
Right,
yes.
Right. So, all right. Now, one of the things that you and I have not talked about, I'm pretty sure, at least not in a while, and this is part of your new executive field guides,
yes,
is how to increase profitability by using what you call the three pillars of quality. Talk to us about the pillars of quality.
There are three. You know, one of the things over the years that has bothered me about the way that quality is understood and implemented is that it's wonderful, but it starts seeming so very, very complicated. And in fact, just as you're describing with quality process versus quality service, there are three very simple things to keep in mind. And those are my three pillars of quality. And they really reflect everything that all of the various theorists have to say in one nice, convenient group. You have to be proactive. So the first one is proactivity, mm-hmm. which is what we're talking about in terms of quality process versus quality service.
Mm-hmm.
Predictability is the second one. And the reason that things are predictable is actually because statistically, and we'll talk about Deming in a second, but statistically, 97% of what happens in an organization you can predict. You may not like it, but
right.
It's going to happen.
Right. You can predict the good and the bad, can't you?
Absolutely. But because of that, you can build always on what you do extremely well, and you can fix what you're not doing well before it becomes a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third aspect of it is reduction of waste, because so much waste occurs. But the example that you just gave of quality process versus quality service,
mm-hmm.
the range of numbers on providing quality service that is sort of the most commonly number for what it costs to fix after the fact is about 300%.
Hold on to that thought, Leslie. Quick break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 17 till, and I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. But I'm really glad that Leslie Kossoff is here, because we're celebrating her 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. Leslie Kossoff, happy anniversary, baby.
Thank you. I can't tell you, if you saw the grin on my face, thank you.
Well, we got to do a little river band music for you there and celebrate your anniversary. 10 great years as a member of our Brain Trust, folks. As you know, we do this on a regular basis with our Brain Trust members, because we appreciate the commitment that they make to us. And I mean, think about that. 10 years on one show, to come back over and over again to talk about things that benefit you and your small business. What a commitment. What a great benefit that you and I have derived from all of our Brain Trust members, but especially Leslie. And as I said, she's in Paris, so she's making a long-distance contribution today. And again, Leslie, thank you again for that. By the way, folks, my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find the body of work that Leslie and I have put together over the years that she's deposited with us over the last 10 years. All of it's right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the other things you can do there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me, I'm Jim Blasingame. Leslie, we're talking about the three pillars of quality. Folks, this is from Leslie's Executive Field Guides, which we'll tell you a little bit more about in a little bit. Proactivity, predictability, and reduction of waste. Talk to us about proactivity. Now, this is all, folks, these are three pillars of quality that help you grow your profitability. Leslie, I think you're so smart to point this out, because a lot of people will say, well, quality, commodity, you know, what's that do for me? Guess what, folks? It puts more money on the bottom line. How about that? Pay attention. Go ahead, Leslie.
Okay, proactivity. Crises keep recurring. You see them coming. They're on their way. You know they're going to happen. And you usually tend to leave them alone until they escalate to the point of crisis, because
crisis
you have
management.
Other crises to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
As a result of that, if you shift your thinking to proactivity, what you find is that when you solve a crisis before it becomes a crisis, you not only avert that one, but you actually avert a lot of others that tend to be dominoes to the one.
Right.
And as a result of that, you save money on top of money.
Crises bring their friends, don't they?
They do. They absolutely do. And that's a perfect way of describing it. They are related to one another. And because nothing ever happens in a vacuum inside of an organization,
mm-hmm.
a crisis in one part of the business, and even if you are a one-person business, it doesn't matter. A crisis in one part of your business affects other parts of your business.
Right.
And so by being proactive, by sitting back and just taking a moment to think, what are the things that keep coming back and biting me? What are the problems that I'm tired of having to deal with over and over again? Then that gives you your baseline of what you need to look at, and you solve one, and then you solve the next, and what you find is that all of those friends that the crisis brought along aren't coming to visit anymore.
Now, one of the things you have to do, though, if you're going to be proactive, until you get some of these crises solved and off your plate, you're going, and this is, I think this is what causes people to maintain a crisis management lifestyle in their business, and is that they've got to deal with the current crises, the current issues, and the ones that they didn't take care of last week or last year at the same time. So you may have to double up. You may have to take a little extra stress on you to get to manage those at the same time, so that once you get those things that you didn't take care of before, you weren't proactive about, once you get those off your plate, now you can focus on what's in front of you.
Yes. And the most amazing thing about it when you're proactive is that you suddenly find you have so much more time to do the kind of strategic planning and thinking and positioning and getting out there and talking with your customers. You suddenly have so much more time because these problems that are always coming back to visit aren't there anymore.
How about this, Leslie? Proaction is profit. Reaction is losses.
Absolutely, yes.
All right. Let's talk about predictability.
Well, predictability is what allows you to be proactive, in fact, because, as I was saying before, 97% of what happens in an organization is predictable.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you don't like it. Sometimes, as you said, it's wonderful stuff. You know it's going to be great, but there are other things you know are going to be costing you money.
And you know what's really ugly, Leslie, and I was thinking about this when you said this earlier in this previous segment. Sometimes if you let it go on long enough, your customers can start predicting you.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll start predicting the negative, and they'll start staying away.
You're absolutely correct.
And that is the death knell.
It is. It is absolutely a death knell, because what's happening, and this, you bring up an extremely good point. It's so interesting to me that so often, especially small business owners, forget that what's going on inside of their business is actually visible to their customers.
Right.
Not in the same way that it's visible to the small business owner.
But the way that matters.
Yes, because it does come out in terms of the quality of the product or the kind of service that they're receiving, or, you know, any number of the ways that your customer measures you.
Right, right.
That's what your customer sees. So every single one of those problems that you can predict is going to happen, you're absolutely right, Jim, so can your customers.
Proactivity.
And that will make them change their mind.
Proactivity, predictability, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and then we're going to get into the reduction of waste, the third pillar of quality. Folks, this is all about profit. That's what you're looking for, right? This is important stuff. There will be a test. Tintel, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend and anniversary girl, Leslie Kossoff, has been with us 10 years today. Right now, 10 years as a member of our Brain Trust. She is the author of Executive Thinking. She's the author of Managing for Quality, two books that I hold in very high esteem and have now for a long time. Leslie, tell us how we can find you and how we can find your work.
There are two easy ways to find me. My blog is thinkingexecutive.biz.
Thinkingexecutive.biz,
yes.
Okay.
And that has links to everything, including you, Jim, as you know. But also my website is kossoff.com, and that has information about everything that I do.
Two S's and two F's, kossoff.com.
Exactly. K-O-S-S-O-F-F.
Now, yes. The Executive Field Guides is a new project that we're working off of right now. Are those available now, or are you going to make them available soon?
They are going to be available a little bit later on this month. And
okay.
That will be announced both on my blog and also on my website.
And we'll make that announcement, too.
Oh, wonderful. And also, I'll tweet you when when they go live. So, because you can find me on Twitter at Leslie L. Kossoff.
Leslie L. Kossoff. So check that out, folks. Whatever Leslie does is the best. It's top shelf. Leslie, I want to wrap up the three pillars of quality. Proactivity, we talked about that. Predictability, we pretty much talked about that. I think we got that out of the way. Folks, if here's the thing that ought to scare the bejeebers out of you. If your customers can start predicting your negative behavior, your unfortunate behavior, your poor performance, they're going to stay away. So if customers aren't calling you back, they may have already predicted what you're going to do, and they don't like it. What do you think, Leslie?
At all, because what you're not doing well is negatively impacting their organization, which means they're not only predicting the bad things you do, but they're predicting the costs of that to them.
And the lack of certainty, which is what they were looking for. And I'll tell you something, Leslie, the products and the services, all that's commodity these days. The only differentiator you've got today is the experience people have with you. And if they're already predicting a bad experience, then they're bye-bye.
Absolutely, because there are so many choices that they have.
Yeah,
and
they sure
so
do.
You have to stay on top of your game. And that gets to what you wrote about in your newsletter this week, in fact, because it is the differentiation between the small business owner and the kind of customized, really focused service and attention that they can give that the big box stores never can.
That's right.
And it's that same logic applied here. It's that focus on making sure that what you're providing really is what your customer needs.
It's the only thing we have that's to our advantage. And the good news is it's a big advantage for small businesses. Let's talk about reduction of waste.
And the reduction of waste is the outcome of both being proactive and predictable and focusing on predictability. Because if you take both of those, then what happens is you're reducing waste. So back to your first example of process versus service, as I was saying right before the first break, what the estimate is that when you do something wrong and you have to send your guys out to fix it or replace parts or whatever it is that you're doing, you're looking at your costs increasing by about 300%.
Wow.
So no business can afford that.
So that's folks, I know you're proud of your customer service and reacting to when things don't go right, but that's really not something to be that proud of.
No, the thing to be proud of is that your customers never have to call you because you nail it every time.
And you know what? There is a handicap of that a little bit. Sometimes if you get that good at it, you may have to remind your customers that, you know, do you realize that you haven't called us in 6 months for any kind of an outage or a back order or anything like that? It may be so seamless. They may come to be lulled into thinking that's the way everybody should behave, and it's not.
Well, that's absolutely true, but the other side of that is that what they're going to be doing is using your company that has this exquisite service and product as the exemplar that they start comparing all of their other suppliers to, and no one's going to look as good as you.
Well, and the main thing is they'll start predicting that you will perform.
Yeah,
and then they'll keep calling, and they'll quit scrutinizing the price as much, too.
They will, and they'll also, if they're using multiple suppliers, they'll start thinking maybe these are just the guys that we want to use alone. So not only do you increase your profitability by reducing the waste of just pure waste of what's going into the garbage, time, energy, and as well as materials, but also you increase your profit.
And Leslie and I have both seen this happen in real life, folks. This is not theory. This really happens. Leslie, happy anniversary. Thanks for 10 great years.
And to you, too. Thank you for
having
me.
We'll see you next time. Leslie Kossoff, ladies and gentlemen, she is the best. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back tomorrow. I'll see you then.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.